From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, fresh off an unofficial referendum meant to challenge Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition is calling for a nationwide shutdown Thursday.
Convocamos a todo el país.
National Assembly Vice President Frederick Guevara appealed to the whole country to take part in a massive nonviolent protest, a civic strike, he says, as a mechanism of pressuring the government. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's vote aimed at pressuring Mr. Maduro to call off his own July 30 ballot. While falling oil prices have contributed to Venezuela's economic decline, the opposition blames the socialist policies of the Maduro government. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
It stands out over the last 50 years as one of the sharpest drops in standards of living in a country that hasn't experienced civil war or some type of other military conflict, where we've seen the standard of living drop dramatically. People are having a hard time getting access to food and basic health care.
President Donald Trump Monday hailed Sunday's vote as a stand for democracy against a bad leader who dreams of becoming a dictator. Mr. Trump warned of strong and swift economic actions if Mr. Maduro goes ahead with his own vote. The Venezuelan leader dismissed Sunday's vote as illegal, vowed to push ahead with his own vote. In Nigeria, at least 8 people were killed Monday when a female suicide bomber detonated explosives at a mosque in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Several others were wounded. 2 other female suicide bombers were also killed in the city in separate incidents. There was no media claim of responsibility, but the Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram has resorted to using girls to carry out such attacks. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake measuring 7.8 magnitude on the Richter scale struck Monday off the east coast of Russia, prompting a brief tsunami warning. Meanwhile, an earthquake measuring 6.4 rattled the Pacific coast of southern Peru, part of the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire. The United Arab Emirates has denied hacking into Qatar's state news agency. Anwar Gargash is the UAE foreign minister.
Of course not. Of course not. And I think already our embassy in Washington has put these denials in place. And I think this is a crisis. And there's a lot of rumors and a lot of false news and stories. And, this is going to die out. It's not true.
The Washington Post reported Sunday U.S. intelligence officials became aware last week the UAE orchestrated the hacking of Qatari government news and social media sites. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt have accused Qatar of supporting terrorism and has demanded that Doha meet 13 demands after severing ties early last month. Doha rejects the demands and denies the accusation. Muslims appear to have heeded calls to avoid entering the Haram el-Sharif compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount, in Jerusalem, after Israel installed metal detectors at entrances following last week's attack that killed 2 policemen. Muslim protesters demonstrated near the compound, which is partially reopened to worshippers. It includes the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
The Israeli police are continuing security measures in and around the area of the Temple Mount and the Old City in order to prevent any further incidents. The Temple Mount is open to visitors as of this morning, and security checks as well as the metal detectors are being implemented in the area to make sure that there are no suspicious individuals making their way inside the Temple Mount.
3 Israeli Arabs were killed in a shootout after killing the 2 officers. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab rebels have fought their way deeper into the Islamic State-held Syrian city of Raqqa Monday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the main fighting is centered around the southwest neighborhood of Yarmouk. A Turkish court has ordered the arrest of 6 human rights activists, including the country director for Amnesty International, over accusations they aided an unnamed terror group. Reports indicate they allegedly helped Kurdish and left-wing militants, as well as supporters of exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating last year's failed coup. The Russian Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to lift a nationwide ban on the religious group Jehovah's Witnesses. In April, the Russian Justice Ministry called for a halt to the group's activities, declaring it extremist. In Canada, military aircraft have been deployed to help firefighters battle wildfires in British Columbia that have forced thousands from their homes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.